This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Lights, camera, action. Yes, indeedy. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root every Tuesday and Thursday for the first hour here on the great USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I get a chance to do my thing, and of course, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. It is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. And what does that mean? Well, it means it's Super Tuesday. Across the entire country, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for what is going to be an amazing day in the world of politics. If you're a junkie, and I don't mean a drug junkie, I mean a political junkie. If you love everything that politics has to offer, today is one of those days that you can't wait to get out of bed. You can't wait to talk to your friends at the water cooler. You can't wait to see the results in the end. How will it play out? Who will be the big winners? Who will be the supreme losers? First, let's take a look at the last 48 hours. So, in the world of politics, you take a look at who is scratching who's back. And as scary as it may seem, it looks like a lot of people are scratching the back of Uncle Joe Biden, right? And I'm sure he likes that. He likes to smell hair. He likes to massage shoulders. I'm sure he likes his back scratched. Well, they're scratching it. That's for sure. The Democrat Party has made the decision in the last 48 hours that Joe Biden is their only hope to slow this train known as Bernie Sanders. The Sanders train has been running roughshod over all of the early elections, except, of course, for South Carolina, which Biden found a way to win, expectedly. But here we are, Super Tuesday. And on the eve of Super Tuesday, what do all the major players do? Well, they get together, they get in a little huddle, like they're on the football field, and they look across at each other and they make the decision, who's got the best chance to derail the Sanders train? Klobuchar? No. No chance. Buttigieg? No chance. The only one that has played by the rules is Sleepy Joe Biden. Not Elizabeth Warren. She's evil. She's ugly. She's nasty. She's divisive. Bloomberg, we're not there yet. You're a potential possibility at the end, but right now we're not sure if people actually like you. So who's left? Look, there were payoffs made, backroom deals, smoke-filled rooms. Amy Klobuchar, she took a knee, kissed the ring of Uncle Joe Biden. Pete Buttigieg took the knee and kissed the ring of Uncle Joe Biden. Even Beto O'Rourke dusted him off. He took a knee and kissed the ring of Sleepy Joe Biden. They all decided the only chance that they have, according to the polls, the only shot they have is to put all their eggs in the Joe Biden basket. But they're really not being 100% truthful. And let me explain. Okay, so for now, they're showing you a unified front against the known socialist Bernie Sanders. They're all getting together. We have to stop Bernie at all costs. Who gives us the best chance to stop Bernie? Joe. Right now, it's got to be Joe. Now, again, maybe a month from now, it's Bloomberg, but they don't care about that. They only want to derail Bernie Sanders. They are willing to throw Joe Biden on the scrap heap. They're using him. I honestly don't believe that they are invested in him enough to make him the presidential candidate. They'll go with it if they have to. They'd rather probably find someone else, Hillary Clinton, knock, knock, if you're not in jail. I believe that. I think they've come to the conclusion that their only hope to stop Bernie is Joe. And they don't mind using him. They don't mind abusing him. They're betting their money that you've got a brokered convention with Joe Biden. He gives you enough. People like him enough. He's associated with Obama enough that people will come out and they will vote for Joe Biden in some of these primaries. And that will be enough to block Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie will probably have more delegates by the time they get to their convention. I don't really think it matters. I don't think the Democrat Party is prepared to move as far left as Bernie wants to have them move. So, all out war on Bernie Sanders. I actually believe that they would rather have Donald Trump be president again. That's the Democrats. Than have Bernie Sanders muck it up for them for the future. See, Bernie takes the Democrat Party into an area they're not comfortable with. Even the very left-leaning Democrat Party, it takes them to uncharted territory. They don't want to be known as a socialist sympathizing group. They don't want that. Now, keep in mind, don't panic about Bernie Sanders, everybody. Because there's a lot of checks and balances that are happening here in the United States government. It's always been that way. It'll always be this way. That's the way it's supposed to be. Even if, in a terrible scenario, Bernie Sanders were to become president, I mean, they're not going to get anything done. Even the dopes in Washington, senators and congressmen, there's no way that they would jeopardize their career by voting for extreme left-of-center measures. It's not happening. You're not getting Medicare for all. You're not getting free tuition. I mean, you're going to debate about it, you're going to talk about it, but you're not getting it. Even if Bernie were the president, it's not happening. Because it's all about self-preservation. It's all about making sure that you keep your job. And if America sees that you're a sympathizer in socialism, borderline communism, that's going to come back and it's going to bite you in the rear end in the end. So the Democrats, this is a play they've called. This is an audible. They've decided to get together. And again, in the last 48 hours, some people who I did not think were going to jump out of the race jumped out. And they threw all of their collective weight behind Uncle Joe Biden. Now, Elizabeth Warren, she's still out there. She's still yelling and screaming and driving everybody nuts. I don't know if she's going to kiss the ring of Joe Biden before it's all said and done. I'm not sure about that. Right? I don't know. I know Bloomberg is not going to do it, which is okay because I think the Democrats are thinking, here's what I think the Democrats are thinking. They're thinking, okay, we get Biden in a position, we help him as much as possible. That stops Bernie Sanders from getting the delegates he needs to get nominated. Then what happens is now the Democrat, the hierarchy, the leadership, they can survey the field. They can pick somebody that in the next couple of months maybe separates themselves from other folks. Maybe it is Bloomberg. Maybe it is, you know, good old Bloomberg and his $2 billion worth of campaign money he's willing to throw around, or $3 billion or $5 billion or whatever the hell, however deep he wants to dig into those very deep pockets. They might go in that direction. I mean, they may stay with Biden if he looks somewhat coherent on the campaign trail. They may go outside completely. And I keep saying, I keep circling back like a vulture she is. Don't be shocked if Hillary Clinton's name begins to really emerge come convention time if you're going to get a brokered convention. You know it's going to happen. Someone on that floor is going to raise the idea of bringing her back, bringing her out of retirement. They're going to all come up with the conclusion that she beat him last time. She had more votes than him last time, and now she's ready, and she's rested, and she's ready to go. I'm telling you. I see it. I see it happening. All right, as far as today, as far as what to expect from the election today, I would think Sanders is going to have a walk away in a lot of these states, right? He's going to handily win California. I would be shocked if Sanders wins Texas. I mean, I know the polls going into today had Sanders with a very slight lead, margin of error lead, in Texas. I think when push comes to shove, those folks are going to come out and back Biden. So I would think Texas will go small to Biden. North Carolina will go Biden's way. But Sanders will grab a lot of these other states. He'll have a delegate lead after today is over. It may be substantial, but again, nowhere near what he needs to get to where he needs to get, right? I think there's still going to be, let's say, a roadblock in the way, a manufactured roadblock from his own party in the way to stop Bernie. His own party doesn't want him. So why does America want him? So if you're a political junkie, it's been a hell of a ride the last 48 hours. A hell of a ride. And amazing things can happen. And amazing things do happen behind the scenes. It's really remarkable. When you think somebody is dead and buried, they rise up. When you think somebody is loose on the lead, they falter. It is just a spectacle. Politics in general is a spectacle unlike anything that we've ever seen. It's Roman Colosseum stuff, right? It is. You know, I was thinking about this earlier today. It's like a soap opera of sorts, right? So in one scene, right? In one scene, you know, you're hammering your adversary in a soap opera, and two scenes later, you're naked in a bed with him. And that's what's going on in the Democrat Party. You know, they're vicious, they're cutthroat, they're ruthless, they're killing each other on the debate stage. And then a couple hours later, it's smooch, smooch, we love Joe. What are you talking about? We love Joe Biden. Come on, are you crazy? We love him. All right, listen, this is the great USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsey. I'm honored to be a part of the show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get the first hour. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. Keep it right here. Again, you're listening to the
USA.
Hi,
this is Wayne Alaroot. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878. And is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crum, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie. Once again, Wayne will be here after the top of the hour, ready to rock and roll, hammer you for 2 hours. I'm sure he'll focus a lot on Super Tuesday and, of course, all the things that have been happening here in the last 24 hours. Pretty remarkable stuff. So we'll follow as close as we can. If we get any breaking news, we'll share it with you. I will have Dr. Anthony Alessi joining me right after the bottom of the hour. He's a neurologist. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the coronavirus, which is on everybody's mind. Numbers of people infected continues to grow, but not to the level where we should be hysterical. It shouldn't be mass hysteria. We shouldn't be, you know, losing our minds because of the coronavirus. Yes, people are dying. Yes, it's dangerous. Yes, it's a big deal. But again, I keep going back to the idea that more people die as a result of the flu every year than will ever die, I think, as a result of the coronavirus. So we need to pay close attention to that. As of this morning, 92,000 plus corona cases across the globe, 3,135, I think, deaths here in the United States. Again, as of earlier this morning, we had 6 deaths, and a lot of it's been localized out in the Washington state area. So listen, it's bad. It's not good. It's bad. But I don't think we need to, you know, get to the edge of the bridge and jump off. I think we need to pay close attention to it, do what needs to be done, and we'll talk to the doc at the bottom of the hour about some of this stuff. Now, a bunch of Americans have actually skipped work already because of the coronavirus. People are actually improving their personal hygiene, which is good. 42% of the folks out there say now they're washing their hands more, thank God. 27% now are avoiding crowded public places, which is okay. Maybe it's a smart thing to do right now until this thing passes. 17% of the folks out there are avoiding physical contact with tourists. I always try to do that anyway. 7% are wearing face masks in public. 3% are not going to work. So 3% of the people out there have decided to pretty much shut it down. They're not going to go to work, and they're afraid of the coronavirus. And 1% of you are not sending your kids to daycare or to school. Now, that I can understand. Parents are always going to be much more protective, or should be much more protective, of their kids. I would be. I mean, if I had kids, my god kids, I certainly would want them to be safe as opposed to me being safe. If I had a choice, I would choose them, yes. But, you know, you may not realize this. Kids are getting infected, but no kids have died yet. None, as far as I know. No kids. So they have stronger immune systems, and they're younger, and they're healthier. So it's the older folks who are falling victim as far as fatalities when you're dealing with the coronavirus, and not necessarily the younger kids. So anyway, you got to look at that. But we'll talk to Dr. Alessi after the bottom of the hour. So keep it right here, and we'll find out some new stuff with him. I'm sure he's done a whole bunch of research. All right, I got to take a break. You can always reach me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That is LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm lucky enough to get a chance to sit in the big seat here on the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Work on a coronavirus vaccine is progressing. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says scientists at the National Institute of Health have identified a possible vaccine for the respiratory illness.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized the entry of that vaccine into phase one safety clinical trials.
Even if the vaccine is successful and safe, it still could take a year or so for the vaccine to hit the market. Voters in 14 states and one territory are continuing to cast ballots on this Super Tuesday, with 1,357 delegates up for grabs, making it the biggest single day in the Democratic primary. Polls begin closing as early as 7 o'clock Eastern Time in states such as Vermont and Virginia, but with polls closing at 11 o'clock Eastern Time in California, it could be a late night. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
He is a neurologist. He is the main man over here at UConn, the UConn Health Center. We talk to him all the time, Dr. Anthony Alessi. Doc, how are you, pal?
Doing great, Lee.
I'm sure that you're paying close attention to the coronavirus. We've got a number of folks now here in this country who have died because of it. But still, it's not even close to how many people have died from the flu, right?
Well, that's an interesting thing. That is true from that standpoint. But look at the different proportion in terms of the numbers. So when you look at that, you have to look at it as a percentage. In other words, what percentage of people are dying from that particular condition? In the case of the flu, it's like 0.1%, okay, as opposed to 2% for the coronavirus. So it's clear that the coronavirus is a more deadly virus. I don't think anybody's going to argue that point. The people who die from the flu are typically your most vulnerable population. Older people and children. What's interesting about the coronavirus is none of the children who have contracted it have died, and many have remained asymptomatic. So the question is, do they have some built-in immunity to this virus? We don't know enough about this virus to make a lot of statements about it in terms of how it's behaving and what it really means. But it is a very deadly virus, especially for people, as we're seeing in the state of Washington, who live in close quarters in a nursing home or some type of facility such as that, where people are already compromised from an immunologic standpoint. So that's where it's going to be most deadly. Also going to affect healthcare workers, especially more.
There was a rumor, maybe beginning of the week, that it was affecting Asian men more than anyone else. Is there any truth to that, Doc?
None.
Okay. All right.
Just that they've been around it more.
Yeah.
But not necessarily.
All right. Are we doing anything different here that other countries are not doing or neglecting to do? Are we doing a better job here in the United States?
I don't think so. I mean, I have no indication of that. I think it really comes down to personal hygiene. Washing your hands as much as you want, as you can, sanitizing things, using hand sanitizer as much as you can. The one thing we should address is the issue of the mask, okay? I don't know if it's become a fashion statement, but it does not help you if you are not symptomatic. If you have the virus, then you should wear a mask. But a mask is actually more of a respirator. It is fitted to you so that it is sealed tightly around your face. And especially it becomes problematic for people, men with a lot of facial hair. So there's a proper way to use a mask. It is not a fashion statement, okay? The other thing is people should not be running out and buying all these masks and creating a shortage for the people who need them, meaning healthcare workers who are around people who have and may have coronavirus, or those who are actually ill with it. So people should not be rushing out buying masks. The other thing is, I'm happy to see people are buying a lot of disinfectant. I don't think you can find hand disinfectant on a shelf these days in a pharmacy or elsewhere. So at least people are becoming more mindful of good hand hygiene, which is something we should be doing anyhow at flu season. Now, some people have raised the issue of a relationship between the flu and the coronavirus. And the only relationship is that you should still do your best to avoid the flu and get the vaccine. Why? Because if you're going to have to go to the hospital because of the flu, you're now taking away valuable resources that need to be used for people who may have coronavirus. So whatever you can do to keep yourself healthy and keep yourself immunologically intact is going to help you and help everyone in terms of fighting this coronavirus right now.
It's amazing. I was watching some video this morning, Doc. You're right on the money. There are barren stores all over the Pacific Northwest. People are going out getting everything they can get their hands on, hand sanitizers, disinfectant. People panic.
As long as they're practicing good hand hygiene, I think that's the biggest thing, and getting into the habit of keeping their hands away from their face, I think that's huge. The other thing is, it was interesting that in Rome and in the Holy Land, they've stopped putting Holy Communion on someone's tongue. So some people still are kind of old school that way. Instead of receiving Holy Communion in your hand, they want it put on their tongue.
Right.
And the Catholic Church has said, we're not doing that anymore in those areas. Also, they're not allowing folks to have wine afterwards. So when you receive communion, you can go and have it under two species and drink a small drink of wine. So in those churches in Europe, at least, they have stopped doing that. And also they've emptied the holy water font. So by tradition, many people, when they go into a church, they dip their hand in holy water and make the sign of the cross. They've emptied those. So they don't want people doing that. So they are taking those measures. I maintain that we should also be doing that in this country. There is no harm in doing that. There is no canon law that says you have to do it a certain way. And I would urge the various bishops and priests to start modifying how we do things so that we are not spreading infection. Because when you look around church, as I did on Sunday, it's a lot of elderly people.
Right.
Okay. And you don't want them getting sick. So I think that, institutions like our churches need to sit down and make some decisions now in order to prevent the spread. So there are things we should be doing. One of the things we should not be doing is making this a political football, whether it be for Democrats saying, well, Trump wasn't ready, or Trump saying there's nothing wrong with this, it's fine. It should not be a political football. And honestly, I don't trust any of these guys when they get up and talk about this, because politics and medicine really don't mix very well.
Dr. Anthony Lessie from, of course, UConn, our good friend. So I got to go to this one, which I found fascinating. In the UK, Doc, a patient plays the violin during her brain surgery. Explain this to us.
So it's very interesting, but it's something we've really been doing, the past 10 years or so, maybe more. So what happens is when they're doing a brain resection, so they're resecting a tumor or a vascular abnormality, they want to know where the active areas are of the brain. So what they'll do is sometimes if they're at a speech area, so in the dominant hemisphere when it comes to speech, they will have somebody there administering tests, asking them to name certain cards or pick out pictures of things while the patient is awake, so that while they're doing the resection, they do not cut into areas that will impede that. And they're looking at it electrically and clinically while they're doing it. What I found interesting was that this person was playing the violin. And typically, much of your musical sense comes from the non-dominant hemisphere. So if you are right-handed, it would come from your right hemisphere. So since this was an accomplished violinist, they certainly did not want to impede on an area that would affect his or her ability to play the violin. So it makes sense that rather than testing speech, they wanted to test the ability to play the violin during the surgery. So this goes on pretty regularly in terms of brain tumor resection, vascular resection, any type of invasive brain surgery. you can easily wake the patient up and ask them to perform certain acts. They're not feeling any pain during this or anything such as that.
Right. It's still a little scary, though.
It was interesting to see, but nevertheless, it's something that goes on.
All right. Dr. Anthony Alessi, one more for me, Doc. So there is a study out that says muscle mass is the key to men's health. Thoughts on that?
Fitness is the key to men's health. So when you think of muscle mass, this should not say, oh, my gosh, I got to get more bulk, okay, in terms of starting to lift heavy weights, things such as that, or start taking steroids or supplements. But what they're getting at is you can't just do one thing. Our bodies were designed to do multiple things, including aerobic activity and resistance activity. But again, you don't want to start causing more damage. I see more people, older people, who think they could really push big weights, especially when they haven't done it in a while. So no matter what your exercise is, it's moderation. And what we have found is that those men and women who are fit in their 40s, okay, and 50s have lower incidence of heart disease, diabetes, and dementia. Believe it or not, so Alzheimer's disease is lower in people who have remained fit during their middle years. Very important.
Very good. All right, Doc, listen, hold that thought for just a second. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. I'm going to come back, and we'll take some questions from some of our listeners across
the country. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Next, you all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you could acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn Root said you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Real Water is all about negative ions. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, say that five times fast, extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And that's why it's the big rage right now. You see those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a very special deal. So go to Amazon or go to your Prime Amazon program and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, that's the number 10, and then WAR, W-A-R, all caps, no space between 10 and WAR, all caps, and you will receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you'll taste and feel the difference. Guess who gets it delivered to the door every week? Wayne Allyn.
You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root will be here in just a couple of minutes. Right now I have my good pal Dr. Anthony Alessi answering some questions from some concerned listeners across the country. Okay, Doc, here we go. We want to know, or he wants to know, if vaccines are safe, why vaccinated children have to stay 30 minutes to 2 hours in waiting rooms for observations?
The reason for doing that is because of allergy. Okay, so you want to be sure that they do not develop an allergy or an anaphylactic reaction to any injection. So, I don't know, even when I, you know, do a block of some type using Novocaine to do it, I ask the patient to wait typically about 20 minutes to make sure that they don't get a reaction to it. So that's fairly common with most injections or especially new medication. So that doesn't mean it's not safe. It certainly, I mean, we've all had Novocaine.
Right.
So it doesn't mean it's not safe. It just means that they're being judicious to really observe the patient. So That should not be a red flag in any way.
All right. That was from Oliver out in East Hartford. This is an interesting one, Doc, from Melissa in Long Island. We all know that everybody has different DNA structures, and everybody reacts a little different to some substances. What might be okay for one person maybe paralyzes or kills somebody else. So why doesn't 21st Century Big Pharma develop custom mixes for every individual body structure?
They are. And that's really the emphasis of personalized medicine. I'm glad Melissa brought that up. So the idea of personalized medicine, which we've talked about here, is that not every drug works for every person because of whether it be genetics or your body makeup. So the idea is to treat people as individuals. We've talked about this on your show with cancers and tumors. The tumor has a specific makeup to it. So not every cancerous tumor is the same. So the goal has been to take part of that tumor, take the genetic makeup of that tumor, and design a specific drug to get rid of that tumor. Again, we're talking about personalized medicine. Even when I see patients with concussion, a lot of people say, well, we have a protocol. Well, the protocol doesn't work for everybody. And everybody's an individual. People have different symptoms, different other factors that play into even recovery from concussion. So I'm glad she's brought that up. As far as Big Pharma goes, it really is. So we have gotten involved in the point of, and I don't know if it's up to pharmaceutical firms who do this, but we are getting more and more into personalized medicine based on people's DNA structure. So I think that's her point, and I think it's a really good one.
One more. Can you please ask the doc if there's anything men can do to naturally cure enlarged prostate? I found a product that is over-the-counter kind of shelf stuff, but is it something that I should look into?
You know, enlarged prostate is such a hot topic in terms of what will work and what doesn't work. We know the medications work, but the problem with taking the medications are that you become somewhat reliant on them in order to urinate. I just had this conversation with a friend. And, you know, the procedure for benign prostatic hypertrophy, the old transurethral prostatectomy, has really changed so much in terms of the procedure now done with lasers. In fact, the Mayo Clinic has a laser for us to use in Haiti. So they send teams down because so many men have prostatic hypertrophy that they're mostly walking around with bags now. Mm. And they can line up 100 or more men to get it treated. So, you know, the surgical treatment or the laser treatment for this has changed so much that it's really hard to tell from the medication standpoint. These over-the-counter things, I'm always worried about them because right. You don't really know what's in them.
Thank you again. I appreciate it, Dr. Anthony Alessi. Wayne Alan Root is here, and he's up next. Thursday, right here on the USA Radio Network.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Exclusions apply.